Today we're doing Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos, right? Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Remember, we were right in the middle last time of going through all the different things that people would say at the end of their tefillah. So we went through, I think, seven different formulations of what people would say at the end of their tefillah. Today we're going to go through numbers 8 through 11 of different things people would say at the end of their tefillah. It's entirely Agadita. You could take one look at the page and you see that it's entirely Agadita today. So let's get cracking. We are in the fourth line of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Alexandri Basot Tzilsei Amarachi. When Rabbi Alexandri would finish davening, he would say the following. That Hashem should stand us in a keren ora. What is a keren? A horn or a corner or a ray of light. Probably in this context, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, kikaran or panav, that he had a. So karne ahod, Chazal understand that, but that's where the misconception comes from, that Jews have horns, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had karen or pranav, he had karen. So anyway, so they tamidenu be karen or val tamidenu be karen chashecha, and not to be in the karen chashecha in a dark corner. Va'al yid velibenu val yachshchu einenu. And we shouldn't have our eyes darkened and be saddened. Ikita amri ha Rav Amnuna matzila. Some say, no, that was Rav Amnuna's tefillah. Rabbi Alexandri basa demasi amar hachi. Rabbi Alexandri, when he davened, he would say the following. Ribon olamim, master of the world. Galiv yodilav nechashar tzonein alasosh tzoncha. You know that we want to do your will. Umi ma'akev. So why don't we? Meaning, if we want to do the will of God so badly, then why do we mess up so much? Sa'or shabi isa. It's the sa'or in the dough that messes us up. That's a reference to the Yetzer Hara, Rashi says. Now, what is sa'or? You ever learned Pesachim? Sa'or is chametz. It's the sourdough. It's what it serves as a yeast. It is machmetz the dough, which in other words means it makes the dough rise. Why would the Yetzer Hara be the sa'or shabi isa? The Yetzer Hara brings us up, lifts us up, makes us rise. Ah, okay, uprising, rebellion, okay. But Pashas Rashi says machmitzenu, makes us sour. It's a sourdough, it sours us. Vishibun malchus. And the other thing that prevents us is all the persecution that we have to suffer through. So Yehirat Zalmafnech Shtatzilen Miyadam, Hashem, you should save us from their hands, meaning both the malchios and the Yetzer Hara. V'nashuv la'asos chukir tzadchub lev shalem, and we should do tshuva and do what you want, do all the mitzvos with a complete heart. Marsha points out that the dual elements of Sa'or Shavi Isa and Shibun Malchios is walking the very fine balance between Gaiva and Anivus, that Sa'or Shavi Isa represents rising up, that a person feels he's so great, he's so uplifted, that he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need God, he doesn't need mitzvos, he's totally independent. Shibun Malchios makes us feel so low. We're persecuted, we're the lowest members of society, so nothing we do matters because we're so low. A person has to go through life without feeling too high or too low. A person has to have a confidence that what he does matters, but at the same time not feel so overconfident that he could do no wrong. Rava basa tzulsei amarachi. Rava, we used to daven the following after at the end of his tefillah. Elokai, ad shalom natsarti enikidai. Before I was created, wasn't worth creating me. V'achshav shenatsarti, now that you have created me, kilo lo natsarti. I'd be better off if I wasn't. It's as if I wasn't, because I didn't accomplish anything. Avrani b'chayai, I'm dirt in my lifetime. Kal v'chomru b'misasi, all the more so during my death. Harei ani lefanech, I am standing here before you, k'chlima le'busha u'chlima, like a vessel full of humiliation. Yiratam lefanech, Hashem elokai, shalo echta od, may it be your will that I do not sin anymore. U'mashe chatasi lefanech, and that which I have already sinned, v'roik b'rachamecha rabim, you should wipe away in your great mercy, avaloli de'surin, not through suffering, v'chalayim rayim, and horrible illness. You say that as a vidur on Yom HaKippurim. It's a very intense and negative sounding tefillah, so maybe he wouldn't want to say it every single day, but on Yom HaKippurim Rav Amnon Zuti would say it. At least on Yom Kippur, which is a particularly intense time, a person could be so humble and humbled in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and just beg for mercy. Marbrei Ravina would say the following at the end of his tefillah. Let's see if this one sounds familiar. Elokai, Nitzor L'shoni Meira, V'siv Sosai Midaber Mirma, V'lemakal Alai Nafshi Sidam, Nafshi Kafar LaKoltia, psach libi b'sorasech mitzvasech tirdof nafshi v'satzileni mi pegara mi yetzer hara ume isha ra'a ume kol ra'os ha-mesrag shol slava ba'olam v'chol ha-chosh v'malai ra'a mehera ha-fer ha-tzasam v'chol kel machshavosam yir l'ratzon imrefi v'egel nibi l'fenach ha-shem tzuri v'go'ali. That was his concluding paragraph. Sounds mostly familiar. Right? What do we... Yeah, but what do we add in over here? So he also said at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, but what's different about... What's different about what we say and what he says? Right, so we have... Yeah, so where do we first go off? Where do we first veer? We're good. So in the Gemara it says, and then goes back to our normally scheduled program. So about saving us from bad encounters, from the Yetzirah, and from an evil woman, and from all other bad things that happen in this world, that part we, for some reason, took out. Not sure why. Those are good things to want to avoid. So it seems like a reasonable thing to pray for. Okay. Rav Sheshes Kavi Yosef Betanisa. When Rav Sheshes was sitting in a fast day, Basa de Matzli, at the end of his tefillah, Amar Hachi, would say the following: Ribono Alamin, Master of the Universe, Golo Lefanacha Bizman Shabes Migdash Kayam, you know full well that when the Beis Migdash was around, Adam Chotei Makrav Karban, a person would sin and bring a karban. Vein Makrivim Menuel Chelba Vedamo. The only part that actually went on the Mizbeach was the Chelev and the Dam. Umischaperlo, and that would achieve Kapara for the person. The Chelev and the Dam. Now I've sat and I've fasted, and my chelev and my dam is a little less. I'm a little less fat after fasting. I have a little less blood after the dehydration of a fast day. Let my chelev and dam be a carbon to Yaakov, and that should be a source of ritzui where you should forgive me. So the idea is that we are the carbon. We become the carbon on a fast day, which is not such a foreign concept. The Ramban writes in Vayikra that when we bring karbanos, what we're actually supposed to be thinking, what? This should be me, right? I should be the one being shechted. It should be my blood that's brought on the Mizbeach. So that's actually what we're supposed to be thinking during the karban. So it's not so far-fetched to say that when we fast, that our chelev v'dam serves as the karban. We're always supposed to be the karban. Rabbi Yochanan kav Mesayim Sifra di Iov Amar Hachiyu. Rabbi Yochanan made a siyum on Iov, on the Sefer of Iov. He would say the following: Sof Adam Lamaves, everyone dies. V'sof behem l'shchita, all animals get shechted. V'akol l'misa, meaning animals ultimately get shechted. V'akol l'misa hemam, everything is going to die ultimately. Ashrei misha gadol b'torah v'amala b'torah. So fortunate is one who grows and toils in Torah v'as and nachas ruach liyotzro and does what Hashem wants. V'gadol b'shem tov v'nifter b'shem tov ben olam, and has a good reputation throughout his lifetime. V'alav amar shlomo tov shem mishem min tov v'yom amavis miyom yivaldav. That it's better to have a shem tov than good oil and the day of death from the day of birth. Why is the day of death better than the day of birth? Because you already have a shem tov on the day of death. Hopefully by the day of birth you don't have a shem tov yet. No one knows anything about you. Also, you're going to a better place the day of death, hopefully. So he would say this when he made a siyum on Iov. Are you allowed to make a siyum on a single sefer of Tanakh? Yeah, Pnei Yeshua says, yeah, you see it from here. And he made a siyum on Sefer Iyov. Apparently you're allowed to make a siyum on a single Sefer of Tanakh. So now the Gemara is going to go through five different sayings that people used to say. Margala Bepume. It was Rugil to say. He used to say all the time. And it also means it was a pearl in his mouth, meaning these were gems that certain people used to say. So Margala Bepume the Rameir, a gem that Rameir used to always share. Gemara, sometimes you see people quote the Rebbe and they say, my Rebbe used to always love to say this. So it means that certain things that are just themes you hear over and over again from your Rebbe, that you know that was like one of their things that they love to say. So Margala Bumidra Meir, one of the things Rameir used to love to say is gemor bechalavav chavachal nafshcha ladasas darki v'lishkod al dalsei torasai nitzor torasi belibcha v'negrei nechatiyo yireisi shmar picha mikol chayit v'tar v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashma v'yavon v'aniyaya imach mikol makom. That a person should put all of his kochos into learning Torah, he should keep it in his heart, he should always have Yerushamayim in his eyes, he should always be careful not to do any averos, and he should keep his life in purity and not do any sins, and then God will be with him all the time. So it's a good advice to live by. Margalo b'pamayu d'Rabbanan d'Yavne. The Rabbanan Yavne used to say all the time. What Rabbanan Yavne? Which Rabbanan Yavne? So with the Yavne played a critical role in history on a couple of occasions. Teili Yavne v'chachameha, right? And that's when they established the yeshiva called Kerem B'Yavne, right? An entire Masechta was taught in Kerem B'Yavne on that very first day that the Chavim got together in Kerem B'Yavne. Entire Masechta of Mishnayos. What was the Masechta of Mishnayos? Idios, right? Because they... What? Every topic, exactly. That's when it was random things. That who remembers something that you think might be forgotten if you don't share it today? And that they wrote it down. That was Masech Zidios. That was after the Churban. So anyway, Margul Pumayi, the Rabbanan Yavne. The Rabbanan Yavne used to say, Ani Birya v'chaveri Birya. I who learned Torah all day, I'm a creature. And my Chaver, the Amaretz, also. He's also human. Ani malachti b'yir v'malachti b'sada. I work in the city in the Beis Medrash all day. He works in the field all day. Ani mashkim l'malachti. I wake up early and go do my work. V'hu mashkim l'malachto. He wakes up early to go do his work. Kishem shehu einu miskader b'malachti. Kach ani einu miskader b'malachto. Just like he doesn't bother, trying to do any of my work. He never shows up to the Beis Medrash. I don't go out to the field. Unless you say that, it's a good thing, it's a wise choice of his never to show up to the Beis Medrash. Because, when I go to the Beis Medrash, I have training and learning, and I already know how to learn, so I could accomplish so much. What's he going to do? He's going to sit here and read Aleph Beis for a few minutes. What's he going to accomplish if he comes to the Beis Medrash? So don't think that way. Shaninu. Rather, we learned, whether you're able to do a lot or a little, you have kavanah l'shem shemayim. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from you. It's still worth coming to the Beis Medrash, even if you can't accomplish all that much. And history tells us that people who think they can't accomplish all that much, when they really dedicate themselves, ultimately do accomplish a great deal more than they thought themselves capable of. Margalo b'pumei da Abaye, a thing that Abaye used to love to say. A person should figure out ways to experience more Yerushamayim. He should speak softly. He should always promote peace with everybody. Im krovav, im kol adam, v'afilu nachri b'shuk, even with a guy. Kedei she'ov l'mala, so that he'll be beloved on high. V'nechma l'mata, and he'll be endear himself to people down here. V'yei mekubal al abrios, and everyone will accept him. Amru alav al Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai. They used to say about Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai, shlo ikdimo adam shalom e'olam. No one would ever greet him before he greeted them. He was always so eager to greet people, he would always be the first one to greet. Filu nachri b'shuk, even a nachri out in the market, he would always greet them before they greeted him. Number four, margala b'pumei d'rava, a thing that Rava used to always say, tachlis chachma tshuva masim tovim. The purpose, the main point of all the chachma satorah is to inspire a person to tshuva masim tovim. A person shouldn't be one of those guys who learns and learns and then he's disrespectful to his parents and he's disrespectful to his rebbeim and to people who know more than him. And those who are greater than him in chachma and minyan. What does it mean to be greater in minyan than somebody? So minyan is either age, right? Or sometimes minyan means influence. So you shouldn't think that you're smarter than everybody else. Shnema reishes chachma yiras Hashem. Seichel tov l'chaloseim. La'osim lo nemar. It doesn't say la'osim, elo la'oseihem. La'osim l'shma. that it's dafka if someone does lishma. Lo losim shalo lishma. It's not going to be good for a person who learns shalo lishma. V'kolo osa shalo lishma, and someone who does shalo lishma, noach lo shalo nivra. He's better off never having been created if he does shalo lishma. Asks Tosos the obvious question. Psachim dafninam beis. Good. The old Yasagadim Torah misses off the shalo lishma. Shemitok shalo lishma. Balishma. It's always a good thing to learn Shaloshma because ultimately it will be Balishma. Now here we're saying you're better off never having been born if you're learning Shaloshma. Tos gives the answer he gives throughout Shas, and that is Dachamari Shayna Lomid El Kantir Chavera Vasamari Shalomid Al Nashaykh Abduhu. If you're learning to cause trouble, so that's a bad kind of Shaloshma. If you're learning because you like the respect that you get for learning, you like the fact that people give you respect for being a Talmud Chacham or a Masmid, so that's the good kind of Shalol Lishma. That's the kind of Shalol Lishma that ultimately will lead to Lishma. Margala Bepume de Rav. Rav, you say, the final Margala Bepume. Lo kolam azeh ha'olam haba. This world and the next world are very different from each other. Ha'olam haba in ba'lo achilu v'lo shtiyo v'lo piri v'rivyo v'lo maso mato v'lo kinu v'lo sinu v'lo tachros. Ha'olam haba has no eating and drinking, no reproducing, no business, no jealousy, no hatred, no infighting. El tzaddikim yoshim v'tusem b'rashem. Tzaddikim sitting there with their crowns on their heads, v'n enemies of Hashchina, enjoying the splendor of the Shechina. Shinam rav yechzu es elkim v'yochlu v'yishtu. So let's do a main point over here. I don't have a good one on the side of my Gemara here, so let's do this. Five margala b'pumayus. The five margala b'pumayus. Or at least we'll summarize the five margala b'pumayus. So Rav Meir's was dedicate yourself entirely to Torah in your Shemayim. The Rabbanan in Yavna, even if you can't learn all the time, learn when you can. Right? Echra marba v'echra mabit. Abaye, be super friendly, like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was. Super friendly, like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rava, your learning shouldn't cause you to disrespect anyone. You should always learn the Shema. And Rav, Olam Haba is a highly spiritual place without the nonsense we have down here. It's unclear how spiritual and how physical from the Gemara itself. We showed in dispute, with debate, what this Gemara means, right? Because what does it describe in Olam Haba? Tzadikim Yoshvin. So in order to sit, you need a body, right? V'trosem b'roshem, crowns on their heads. In order to have a crown on your head, you need a head. So how literally are we supposed to take this? Like, is Olam Haba a physical thing, or are we describing an Olam HaNeshama? Since just to the best of our understanding, this is the best way to describe what that experience is supposed to be like. Okay, Gedola Avtacha, Shevticha Kodesh Baruch Hu Nashim, Yosef Min HaNashim. The promise God gave to the women of what's waiting for them in Olam Haba is greater than for the men. Shenamer Nashim, Shananas Kom Nashamana Koli Benos Botchos HaZeina Imrasi. That they can trust that everything's going to be good for them, that they're going to have Shananus Ubotchos, Rashi says. That's a reference to how sure it is, how great it is, their Olam Haba. I think it's Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz that explains that that when a man goes to the Beis Medrash to learn for 2 hours, so he's going to learn for, let's say he's really good, an hour and 45 minutes and batel for only 15 minutes, right? So he gets an hour and 45 minutes worth of Talmud Torah. A woman lets her husband go out to learn for 2 hours. She gets the full 2 hours of schar for that. So that's the haftacha that's greater for Nashim. Because the Gemara explains, Nashim b'may zachin, what is the great tzuchus that women have? They're not even chayv in Talmud Torah. So what's the great tzuchus? Kriya b'nai le Beik Nishta. They send their kids off to yeshiva. The yeshivas used to be in shuls, that's why it's Beik Nishta. Ubasnu yigavraya b'rabbanan. They would send their husbands off to the Beis Medrash. V'natran l'gavaya adasim b'rabbanan. They would patiently wait for the husbands to come back from the Beis Medrash. They would let them spend hours and hours in the Beis Medrash. And by doing that, that's ultimately their great. So we'll make that a main point. The Olam Haba for women is greater because of all the learning that they encourage. When the Rabbanim would leave Rabbi Ami's Beis Medrash, some say Rabbi Chanina's Beis Medrash, Amri Lei, Hachi, they would say as follows, Olam Chatira B'chayecha, you should see your Olam in your lifetime, meaning you should have whatever you need in this world. Va'achrischa L'chay Olam Abba, and you should ultimately see Olam Abba. V'tevascha L'dor Dorim, and good things will happen in your family for generations. L'kach Yege Tvuna, Libcha Yege Tvuna, your heart should be interested in understanding, should toil in understanding. Picha Yidaber Chachmos, your mouth should speak wisdom. L'shoncha Yarchish Runanos, and good things should come off your tongue. Afapecha Yashiru Nagdecha, you should always stay focused on the goal. Einecha Yeiru B'ma'ar Torah, your eyes should be enlightened with the light of Torah. Panechi Asiru Kizora Arkiya, your face should shine like the skies. Sosecha Yabiu Da'as, your lips should emit knowledge. V'kliyosecha Talozim Esharim, you should have a good intuition to do the right thing. Upamecha Yarutzu L'shma Divrei Atikyomin, and your footsteps should run to hear the word of God. I think this is the bracha we give our children on Erev Yom Kippur. It's part of that bracha, very, very similar at least. Okay, so let's stop over there. We're going to do more Kiyavu Mishti Rabban Bezrus Hashem, not tomorrow, but on Wednesday. Okay.